With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Today, Garfield County Commissioners will consider passing new mining regulations that could be used to review Rocky Mountain Industrial's application for the Mid-Continent Quarry proposed expansion. The standards would come from the state's 1041 review process. This gives local governments the power to make planning decisions for areas of statewide impact. The county already uses 1041 regulations for its airports, water projects, and highways. Passing 1041 regulations for mining would allow the county to consider impacts to the environment and economy when considering new projects. A final vote is expected at next week's board meeting. Democratic state lawmakers are painting an increasingly grim picture of what impact the coronavirus outbreak will have on the state budget. Scott Franz has more.
House Speaker Casey Becker says every branch of state government will likely see some budget cuts. Based on the latest projections, lawmakers will need to remove as much as $3 billion from next year's spending plan.
We're going to look at having to cut services to vulnerable populations, like Coloradans with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people relying on social services, child welfare, seniors, supports for pregnant women. We're going to see declines in support for our universities.
Becker says it's unlikely that Democrats will be able to pursue their top priorities, including paid family leave and a public health insurance option. She also says the funding for full-day kindergarten that was approved last year might have to get cut. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Governor Jared Polis is trying to ban evictions during the coronavirus emergency. The governor signed an executive order Thursday saying landlords cannot try to forcibly remove tenants unless they pose a risk to people or property. The order also bans late fees and other penalties for renters who can't pay on time. Two Mountain West states, Colorado and Nevada, have joined the West Coast to collaborate on COVID-19. It's called the Western States Pact. Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
The stated aim of the pact is to bring together governors with a, quote, shared vision for modifying stay-at-home orders and fighting COVID-19. But Colorado doesn't seem to share that vision. It's reopening, while the other member states have extended their stay-at-home orders. Spokespeople in the governor's offices of Wyoming, New Mexico, and Idaho say even though they haven't joined the pact, their governors are in regular contact with those of neighboring states. Like Colorado, Idaho's stay-at-home order expired and businesses there are starting to reopen. New Mexico remains under a stay-at-home order, and technically, Wyoming and Utah never had statewide stay-at-home orders. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichel.
So for our series, Anything But Normal, we're talking with local business owners about how the governor's safer at home order affects them. And today, personal services like salons can reopen in Garfield County. That means Tress's Day Spa in Glenwood Springs is welcoming customers. Owner Michael Leonetti says he can't wait to see his clients again. And he's not daunted by the idea of cutting someone's hair while they wear a mask.
It's almost like trying to do somebody with glasses on, you know? I have a mandate of making sure that I talk to them if they've been sick in the last 4 weeks. If they're sick now, don't make an appointment, reschedule. And it's individual, person at a time. If you don't have a face mask, you can't enter. And we're going to do simple processes, not elaborate processes, and try to get the people in and out as fast as possible. I can't wait. I love these people. I love doing hair. I've been doing this a long time, and I love the camaraderie, and, you know, it's just, I'm really, really looking forward to opening.
That was Michael Leonetti. He owns Tress's Day Spa in Glenwood Springs. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a dentist who says social distancing isn't so easy when your job is to poke around in someone's mouth. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.